In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Cara, for asking me to do this homily today. And I want to bring greetings to everyone in St. Catherine. For weeks back, we dealt with Mark's Gospel introducing Jesus in his very first chapter as Messiah, healer, with authority, unlike the other Gospels. One of the significant picturization Mark brings to us is related to both and also women. In the very first 8 chapters of Mark, numerous references to boats, fishing nets, etc. are made. I want to share with you 3 words that might capture the narrative: a home, a healing, and a honor. Permit me to explain. A home. The narrative takes place at the home of Simon and Andrew in Capernaum. Kaphar means town, and it is the town of Naum, so it's called Capernaum. This is a fishing town on the Sea of Galilee. Capernaum is also the home of Prophet Nahum, the hometown of Simon and Andrew, the two brothers, and also John and James, the brothers. The first 4 disciples described in Mark first chapter. This is also the place where Jesus encountered Simon the Peter and changed his name to Peter, meaning rock on which this church will be built. Simon has some distinctive characters: a shrewd businessman, knowledgeable fisherman, short-tempered, boldest disciple, quick to react, just in the case we saw in Gethsemane. It was also to be noted that since Simon didn't go for fishing, he could not pay the taxes to the Romans. And hence, Simon Peter takes the boat to fish, and the whole night he couldn't have a catch. But Jesus appears and tells them to cast the net on the right. And they drew fish they have never caught before. With that money, Peter pays his tax to Matthew, who witnesses this miracle of Jesus and decides to follow him to be a disciple in the later days. Capernaum is also the place where the centurion's servant was healed. It's here the centurion tells Jesus, "Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but speak a word, thy servant will be healed." This phrase, or the sentence, we say during the Eucharistic liturgy every Sunday. The town of Capernaum has a huge statue of Peter at the entrance. Then there is a synagogue around and the house of Peter within short distance from the synagogue. Capernaum is also the place where the expression Adonai El Rohi, God who sees us, came up as an expression. This hometown, Capernaum, is not a location, but it was relocated with Jesus in his mission. 2, a healing. Mark begins his gospel with healing, demonstrating his authority. Jesus heals an unclean spirit at synagogue on Sabbath day. Everyone marveled at his authority with which he spoke, and the authority he had even on unclean spirits. They said even unclean spirits obey him. Interestingly, the unclean spirit appears as part of the worshipping community. From among the worshippers appeared the spirit, signaling there are evil within the church community. And the body of Christ demonstrates the power of healing and reconciliation. Mark records in verse 29, immediately after they came out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Andrew and Simon, where John and James also joined. Jesus enters the house of Peter or Simon and recognizes Peter's mother-in-law was sick, and a healing takes place. Peter is the only married disciple of Jesus recorded in the scriptures, even in 1 Corinthians 9:5. Information say Peter loved his wife dearly, and hence loved his mother-in-law too. Peter was concerned about her ill health. She was laid back due to fever, a kind which kept her motionless or even dysfunctional. She was sick for a while. Peter would say, "Mousie, how are you?" But she was motionless, but had high fever. Peter tried with the local doctors, but had no effect. And hence Peter was concerned. Now after the synagogue, the disciples with Jesus were leaving to another town, as it is recorded in the scriptures. Probably they're going to Jerusalem. Peter had a heavy heart to leave his mother-in-law, who was sick, and knew his wife would find it difficult to manage the situation. Hence he was sad to leave Capernaum. Jesus understood this and read his heart, and came directly to the house of Simon and went straight to the mother-in-law. He touches her and heals her. The gospel records, she got up, jumped, and went to serve all of them as if nothing had happened. This passage reminds us of two important things. One, all married men, love your wives. And when you love your wives, honor your mother-in-law and also the siblings of your wife. And it's vice versa. A signal for a healthy family and healthy relationship. Two, Jesus is sensitive to recognize the concern of Peter and address the concern, and he is a God who feels our hurts, pains, and even injustice and struggles. God who heals and integrates the person into the community, and Mark introduces Jesus as a healer and records the unclean spirit he healed with a command. And with the woman who is set aside as unclean due to her illness, Jesus heals her by a touch. And finally, an honor. One would wonder, what is the honor being extended? Mark records, Jesus went to the house of Peter, where his mother-in-law was unwell. The whole community knew she was ill for a long time, and all around, people knew about her condition. She was, I guess, motionless and laid in bed. In Jewish context, anyone, but women in particular, are treated with kind of social distancing, saying as unclean sometimes. They are even cast down in isolation and need to go through a process of purification. This is a strong ritual for women after their menstrual cycle, after delivering a baby, and also being sick. Jesus walks into the house of Peter and walks straight to her and touched her. And she was healed. In Jewish context, a man would not touch a stranger, especially a woman, as women were also treated as not equal in the patriarchal society. But Jesus makes efforts to recognize women as equal in kingdom who shares God's image. The onlookers were astonished that Jesus did this radical act. On a lighter note, a school teacher, after her lessons, asked children a question. "Hey, why did Peter deny Jesus?" There was silence. And suddenly one child said, "That's because Peter was angry." "Angry?" surprised teacher, and looked back and asked, "Why was Peter angry?" The child quickly answered, "Because Jesus healed his mother-in-law." But here Jesus demonstrates a strong, radical stand to break that tradition and touches her and heals her. Mark records the act of Jesus and many events in his gospel. John recognizes and records Jesus noticing the poor widow in the temple who offered the only two coins she had. Women who poured alabaster oil at the feet of Jesus and kissed his feet. And Jesus' crucifixion, Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of Jesus, Salome, and other Mary were recorded to have witnessed and seen. Mark also records an illustrious incident that it was Mary who ran first into the empty grave of Jesus. She ran faster than Peter, the first woman to enter the grave and run to tell the other disciples. Mark records that Jesus honored women as co-workers in the vineyard and partners in kingdom. As we contemplate and meditate during the time of pandemic, may we find new creative expressions to reach out to others, just like the way Jesus reached out to Peter's mother-in-law. A home, a healing, and an honor. Amen.